All right, I need some dice.
Where'd my dice go?
You dropped it.
I know. Where'd it go? Jack,
stop,
where is
stop
it?
Stop dropping stuff.
I've been tempted to get a... They have, like, one of these metal ones, but, like, a bigger D20.
Oh, really?
Paragon.
That's yeah, like essentially that's like, a weapon.
It's, like, this big. It's, like, as big as a walnut, almost. Oh, wow.
You can beat people to death with the dice.
See, you never
put it in
come...
a sling and do some damage.
You never. You could put it into almost anything and it will deal damage.
See, if you ever try to rob someone who's played D&D, like a hardcore D&D player...
It will work very well.
As compared to a softcore D&D player. Yeah. Yes.
You're gonna, like, get some bruises because just from their dice.
Put their dice in a sock.
Minus.
Okay, let's do this.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock.
Okay, it's been a whole week for you people listening, but it's only been a few minutes for us, and we're going to jump right back into it. We're in the middle of a fight with Ludmilla, one of the Sisters of Stone Death, the last remaining Sister of Stone Death, and things are just about to get interesting. On we go. Next, it is the Will-O-Wisp's turn. These little fire bugs, as they get close, you notice they are not... bugs at all. They're just glowing little essences of life. And as they come close to where Talia is at,
it grows a mouth and eats her.
It will try and shock her. So a lightning bolt shoots out from it at Talia and hits the statue behind her. The one that's coming after you guys changes direction and follows you, Turlin. Uh-huh. And it can move enough that it can catch up to you.
Okay.
What is its movement? 50 feet, yeah. It's fast.
That's quick.
And, these guys can't hit with beans.
If we can't hit them, they can't hit us.
There you go. That's a 7 to hit you, which is going to miss.
Yes.
Sails right past you.
Goes right past you. Okay. And Yarvin's turn.
So could I get is like the essence in front of me? It followed
Turlin.
Okay.
When it saw Turlin shoot at it, it started following him.
So could I get at an angle where I could throw a hand axe at it? Where it could if it hit it, so that I could hit it, but if it missed, it could hit her.
Sure. So no, okay. Okay. I see what you're saying.
He recognizes the idea, but no.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. No, you couldn't get in a line to hit her if it misses this other thing. So you have to choose one. Which does Yarvin think is the biggest threat right now?
Forgot her name.
Ludmilla.
Ludmilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
The impossible to hit wisps. That's the problem here.
Yeah. So
only one person's tried.
But we have a 0% hit rate.
So far, yes.
Yeah, I'll throw a hand axe at her.
Okay, great. You're going to have to get a little bit closer.
Okay.
So you move closer to her and then chuck it. How far can you throw those things? Maybe you don't have to get closer.
20 to 60. Wait.
Looks like 60 feet.
Does it say ranges next to him?
Yeah, 20 to 60 feet.
Oh, okay. She's moved a lot closer. And you would have to move just a little bit closer to her to throw it.
Okay. So I move a little bit, and then I get a 21.
That's a hit.
Please don't hit one. Gonna
Alex
get like
was showing me the dice and I saw the 5 instead of the 18.
Oh.
How did you that's some
pluses there. 10
damage, okay.
How are you ever going to miss if you have +16?
You get a critical fail.
good averages for you. Okay.
Like, what's the average armor class, though?
You hit her. How are you going to try and hide away from her?
Wait.
Are you going to hide or are you going to stay out in the open?
The two of us just keep trading and shooting.
Yeah. So I'll get her, like, yeah, I'll just won't hide. Just stay right there.
Okay. You stay out in the open. She's going to come after you, though. Talia gets to go next, though. She pulls out a little hand crossbow and gets a hit. Nice shot, Talia. Oh, don't use that page.
Nice shot.
We're all going to shoot her. Just pew.
Yeah, pew. We're going to trade off. We all have ranged abilities, right?
No.
Skylar doesn't.
Skylar has only ranged abilities.
I can thaumaturgy.
Nah. Uh-oh.
My voice is louder. Ha ha.
Nice shot.
That's a great shot.
20 headshots.
And she jumps out as well, so now there's two people for her to choose from. She says, Ludmilla, you're coming in with us.
I think we're going to kill her first, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Ludmilla says, I'm not going anywhere with the likes of you.
What about me?
Yeah, what about us?
She starts laughing. She starts cackling. All right, Skylar's turn.
I get a 19 to hit for another catapult of a rock this time because I'm out of daggers.
Okay. You can, like, firebolt her and stuff like that too, right?
That's why
catapult
does
more damage.
That's why it really?
You carry more than one
damage. Catapulting D8. Rocks does D8?
Three of them.
What?
Or four of them. Depends on the level of slot.
Wow. Okay, what's... This is great.
Second level slot, we're going to say.
Okay, so you're going to burn a second level slot to catapult. Let's see. You can target it increases by 5 pounds. The damage increases by 1d8. So it would be 2d8.
48 for a second level spell slot. That's what D&D Beyond TM says.
That's TM. That's not what I see. Okay, if the object would strike a creature, that creature must make a dexterity saving throw. On a fail save, the object... Okay.
The object takes 2d8.
The object strikes something. The object and what it strikes each take 3d8 bludgeoning damage. And then you cast a second level and for 4d8 total. Okay. Wow.
Not the rock.
Well, let's see how much it takes.
You carry a bag of rocks around with you more often.
Yeah. Marbles. Just...
Okay, so she makes a dexterity save to avoid it. I see. And what is your difficulty?
Oh.
What's your spell DC?
Spell DC?
Yeah.
13.
She rolled an 11.
That's 15 damage.
So 15? Holy cow. That's a big rock.
She's not going to live.
It's not a big rock. It's just a fast rock. It's a fast rock.
That's when you put, like... Can you, like, keep?
What if we give you, like, the things, like, just spike balls?
Oh, you're right.
I don't think it matters what I'm catapulting.
Yeah.
I know, but it'd be a cool effect. Just
yeah,
a bomb.
Yeah, just if he hits them hard enough with a grenade.
They weren't invented yet.
It only goes 60 feet.
So?
It's still pretty far.
That's great.
You can launch that.
Yeah, if you... pull the trigger on a grenade, hit them really hard in the head, and then have it explode.
Yeah.
Okay, she gets blasted, and she knows that somebody's over there now. On the, are you stand ducking behind a? Are you staying ducked behind a statue? Yeah. What are you doing?
I will all stay ducked behind a statue.
No, Jack.
I am hiding.
He does the most damage. So
okay, for you to actually hide, it's going to take a full action next turn. So you would lose your action next turn to, like, stay hidden. For Zophius, he can do it as a bonus action.
Yeah. Day in
but
the
for
hide.
You, okay. So roll a stealth check, and that'll take up your next turn.
Oh, 21.
All right.
Then he launches it. He's preparing his next rock.
She spots you, but as you duck behind the statues again, she loses you.
Which statue am I behind now?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the one you ducked.
This one's a statue of a giant Luxodon. That's why it's so easy to hide behind him.
I'm in the ear.
Okay, Zophius.
I get a 21 to hit with my short bow.
All right, shooting her again?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Fury of the Small to deal 9 damage.
Oh, nice.
Total. 9 total.
9 total? Okay. Her turn. You're going to try and hide again?
Yeah. Or I can stand in the open. Yeah, do we want 3 people to stand
yeah,
in the
yeah.
open?
Yeah, so like we can...
She just goes back and forth between
yeah.
you three.
Yeah, you've got Sanctuary cast on you too, so she has to pass her the wisdom test to...
Are you wisdom?
To target you anyways.
If you really want her to target you, then make an intimidation check and see if you can get her to come after
you. Can
you
cast Thaumaturgy on me? Or is it just you?
He can use it to throw his voice or something.
Hey, over here.
It's mostly just they're all you effects, so.
That's a shame.
I can.
My intimidation, my minus one.
Be louder, I can.
Squeak!
Make flames change color and flicker, brighten, or dim. Harmless tremors in the ground, instantaneous sound that originates from a point of choice within range. Cause an unlocked door or window to fly open or slam shut.
You got an 18 intimidation? All right, she will come after you, and it's her turn.
Big ol' goblin. Wait.
She scowls at everybody and says, it matters not, but you will be the first.
I'm gonna die.
Hey! Hey, Mrs.
And she
Gorgon.
Just rushes after you, charging at you, and her eyes start to glow, and the snakes on the end of her head focus their attention on you. She needs to make a wisdom saving throw of what?
12.
12? Oh, gosh.
Her saving throws are not the best.
She gets an 8.
She turns
so
around.
She can't attack him?
Yeah, she has to choose someone else.
She has to choose somebody
so
else.
So she's like, basically like overcome with like fear or just whatever. Like she can't focus on him.
Okay. So she chooses Talia then.
Uh-oh.
What about Yarvin?
I could take it.
We could do 50-50.
Even or odds.
I just felt like Talia was being targeted.
She rolled Talia. Okay. She'll go after Talia anyway.
So wait, if we kill her so is the gaze, the effect instantaneous, so even if we kill her before next round?
Yarvin made us a check earlier, and so he would know that it's, and probably would have shared with you, that it's not instantaneous.
I know, but like, does it last, like, is the effect...
If she died.
So, like, if we kill her, does the effect still go on?
Yes, the effect would still go on. Darn it. Killing her does not release everybody in the room.
That would be great.
That would be nice. And maybe terrible. There's probably not great people here.
Yeah, who knows?
The two will-o-wisps are probably not essences of really great people that are attacking you. Okay, so she will... try her gaze on Talia, and it doesn't work. That frustrates her even more. Now she's looked at two different people and hasn't been able to turn anybody
should
to stone yet.
Should I continue shooting her, or should I run up and try to stab her?
No.
I mean, she does have the goggles for a reason.
She got big claws.
So she is going to claw attack Talia. She gets a hit and a hit. Talia takes a ton of damage.
Good for Talia.
No.
She brought potions.
She did not turn into stone, but a couple of rakes from claws just right across her chest and across her shoulder, and she is very wounded.
Okay, well.
Stab her.
I catapult some medicine.
Glass vial. Ah! Why would you do that?
Ow, why?
Quick question.
I have my next.
If
attack.
We were to give them a healing potion and it was a critical fail,
does it
would
deal
she
damage?
Take damage?
No.
We give them a poison one on accident. No.
Okay, Turlin.
Okay, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon to fight her.
All right, tell me what that does.
Create a floating spectral weapon within range that lasts for the duration or until you cast this spell again.
All right.
When you cast the spell, you can make a spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. On a hit, it does 1d8 plus my spellcasting modifier.
Great. Okay.
So I'm going to cast it at her, and then I'm going to also cast Fireball at the floating wisp thing.
And that lasts for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
So will it also attack just on my turn?
I'm guessing.
When you cast the spell, you get to also make a melee spell attack against it. So the very first turn that you cast it, you also get to attack with it.
Okay. So
it's a separate entity?
Yeah. Floating.
Big ol' spear.
Ghost mace.
Oh, okay. Great.
Comes. Just appears next to her. And I got a 20.
Whacks her in the head.
To hit her.
That's a hit.
Yeah. And then 10 damage.
All right. So your ghost mace appears next to her and just smacks her right in the right in the gut.
We're hitting her with a lot of blunt objects.
We won't leave any cuts on the body.
You just bruise it.
But what if
just fracture the bones from the inside?
What about my hand axe?
I mean, yeah.
You bonked it hit her with the back of it.
Oh, okay.
So what color does your ghost, what color does your spectral mace glow?
Red, of course.
Okay.
Bright orange.
This
hot pink.
Glowing red mace just smacks her right in the gut. Great hit.
This is your fault.
So it's your fault.
She is getting more and more frustrated as she's realizing that she's quite surrounded.
Good.
And then can I still cast Firebolt at the
Yes.
Wisp? Ooh, I got an 11.
That's a miss again.
Ah!
Pew!
We have a 0%.
So tiny.
We still have a 0% hit rate.
A stormtrooper shooting these things.
They are super hard to hit. It's going to try and hit you now. It gets a 15?
Nope.
All right. Its electricity misses you again.
You shoot at it. It shoots at you, and you make fun of it.
The other one is going to try and hit Yarvin, and it gets an 8.
I'm hurt.
Just 10 less than his armor class.
Just comes up
just
to me.
It's a small 10 less than his armor class.
Just comes next to me, turns the other way. Yeah.
Okay, Yarvin's turn.
Yes. Is the wisp right in front of me?
Yes.
Could I smash it?
You sure could.
Okay, I'll do that then.
It's like a ghost. I'm not sure.
So yeah, so I'm going to smash
the
wisp.
All of these attacks are doing to them.
15.
15 is a miss.
Smash it.
It zips right out of the way and you smack a statue that was right behind it.
Oh, that poor guy that had a chance.
That poor guy that's, you know, might kill us.
He had a chance.
He's a stone statue now.
We're going to say that Ludmilla got really scared and it was like a rat.
She might run away. There's enough of you now. Talia's turn. Talia is going to try and retreat. She is not expecting to take that much damage and to get for this to be that hard. None of this adventure as her as a vigilante has really turned out the way that she's expected.
That's why I'm trying to get her off of that.
it's probably good for her health that way. So she will disengage and try and hide behind one of the statues somewhere. And she does a passable job, but not great. So Ludmilla sees where she goes, and she's going to keep going after her. Your turn.
Oh. I will go after Ludmilla, because Talia is obviously dying. So.
Rocks?
She's down to 1 hit point, is what she has. Left.
That's why you go in with us.
Well, of course, if you had gotten hit with both of those claw attacks, you'd be down to 1 hit point too, though.
No, I would have avoided it.
Oh, I see.
Chaos bolt. Her face.
All right.
Or her back, wherever her she is. 16 to hit.
Is that your last second level spell?
No.
Oh, good.
That's a first level spell.
Oh, okay, great. Chaos Bolt. And what did you get?
16.
That's a hit.
So a 16 is a hit?
Mm-hmm.
Ludmilla, not the...
Yeah. We don't know what the wisps are.
We haven't been able to hit it yet.
Yeah. Imagine they're pretty high like us.
The wisps are just there to hopefully just shock you a few times.
Yeah.
16 damage and thunder or fire again. Because, of course, fire is every time.
Fire.
Do thunder this time.
Thunder? Yeah, sure. Why not? Just a big ol' loud noise.
Big ol'. To alert everyone.
Something I keep saying over and over.
Big ol'.
Big ol'.
And stuff like that.
Does she make it a saving throw, or is it just a hit?
No, it's just a hit.
Okay, great.
You've got
how much damage?
Stop this.
16.
16. Thunder?
Thunder.
All right. You rock the cavern with a...
Wait, that might kill us.
Loud noise.
It's true. You might end us all.
It's like a ball of thunder. Just like...
Like those cannons that you like pull back the string and let go of the you pull back the rubber band and it smacks into the...
Like Pikachu.
Like what? Pikachu? I don't think so.
What? Okay, fire, psychic, and thunder are the only things I have gotten.
There you go. What are the other options?
There's acid, there's cold, there's force, there's lightning, there's poison.
Oh yeah, we haven't seen any of those.
You could try to poison the Gorgon.
Okay.
Poison the snake.
You blast her. She's not doing great.
Good.
Do you do anything else with your bonus action or your move action?
Yeah, move.
Oh, no, you can't hit her. You're hiding.
I'll come out of hiding.
It takes an action.
Next round, you can hit her.
All right.
We'll keep sorry, you committed to hiding last time.
I told you not to.
I don't care.
Okay. Sneaky. It's obvious.
I got a 23 to hit.
With what?
My bow.
Okay, that's a hit.
And the head.
8 damage.
Okay. And her turn. She is going to try and take Talia down.
Can I kind of run towards her?
So what do you want to do for your other actions?
Dash.
Okay.
My bonus action to dash forward. Try to close the distance and be menacing.
All right. Make an intimidation check again.
Again. I don't think I can be intimidating again. Nope. 6.
Rar.
She doesn't see you behind all the statues.
Someone's nope. She's going to go after Talia.
Talia, please don't die.
Unfortunately, the petrification doesn't work again, but she will try and hit her twice with her claws. First time misses.
Okay.
That was cocked. Oh, she got a crit.
Oh, she's doomed.
Talia is down and dying.
Do we have any potions on us?
I can heal her.
Oh, yeah, we have
I
a cleric.
To her.
So you see Ludmilla just take her claws and just stab her right in the chest and like lift her up and then just toss her to the side, and Talia smashes against one of the statues and her glasses go flying off, and that's... some of the stuff that's in her pouches just
wait,
falls out.
So can, like, since I'm moving closer next round, can I go and pick up the glasses?
Sure.
Yeah. The glasses flew off and then I... Yeah.
Okay, since I, so...
How far away is she if I use 60 feet of movement?
She's definitely close enough for that.
Yeah.
So I can pick them up with my bonus action and get back and hit?
Yeah, but she can't attack you. Well, she has to make a saving throw to try and attack you, but...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway.
That's the plan.
Whose turn is it? It is... She just went Turlin's turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to move over to... So she's still focused on Talia at the moment?
She's turned... She's going to try and attack... She's going to try and attack Zophius again. But okay. When she fails at that, if she fails at that, she'll attack Yarvin.
Okay. I'm gonna.
Don't forget your glowing mace still.
Yes. Oh right. Yeah. So that's
that
gonna,
lasts for a minute.
I'm gonna attack with that, and then try and move
towards Talia.
I guess stealthily towards Talia, the healer.
Okay.
So mace gets a 18.
That's a hit.
7 damage.
Okay.
And then I get a 8 on my stealth.
She sees you right away.
Okay.
Can you firebolt or something?
A wisp.
You do have your that was a bonus action to use your mace, so you have a regular action.
So yeah, I guess I'll just heal Talia.
Okay.
I'm gonna run over and grab those glasses. Just
I'll just use the first level one.
Oh,
I do have my.
I'll keep her away.
Just in case. 1d8 plus 2. For 3.
All right. That's not great, but she is not going to die.
Stabilizer. She's
stabilized and conscious again.
Okay.
Okay, the wisp's turn.
The wisp's turn. One wisp against Yarvin. Oh my gosh. That's a 9. One against Turlin. Oh, finally hits.
No.
Shocks me as I go by.
It's too bad that Talia's not down. It could use its other ability.
Possession?
No, it sucks the life out of people.
Oh, okay.
Close. Too bad.
The wisp does... Where is it? 8 lightning damage to you.
Ouch. Shock you up a little bit? Like... Okay. My turn?
Yarvin's turn.
Okay. So, since the wisps have stormtrooper aim, I'm gonna go for Ludmilla to try to keep her away from everyone.
Alright.
And... So how far away is she?
She's right close to you now.
She is?
You guys are all pretty close. Like, you're close enough that you can move and hit her.
Yeah.
Without having to do anything special.
So, could I run up and stab her with my horns?
Oh, yeah. You want to try and rush her with your horns?
Yeah.
Sure. Tell me about that attack.
So, it's a melee attack, and I have to be in 5 feet. It's, yeah.
But you can do it, like, just charging?
Yeah. So, your horns are a natural melee weapon, which you can use to make an unarmed strike. If you hit with them, you deal piercing damage equal to 1d6 plus 3, instead of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Normal for an unarmed strike.
Great. And you're going to use your Goring Rush bonus action?
Yes. Goring Rush. Immediately after you use the dash action on your turn, you and move at least 20 feet, you can make 1 melee attack with your horns as a bonus action.
And then use your hammering horns. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So you're going to push it some more, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So I got a 23.
To hit?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
And so could I use one of my superiority dices?
You bet. To do what?
You
have precision attack.
Yeah.
You expend 1 superiority dice to add it to the roll before or after. That's on the attack roll.
Yeah.
You have evasive footwork to add the number to your armor class so she can't attack you back very well.
So if I'm going to do that, then I'll do...
And you have sweeping attack to hit another thing within 5 feet, but there's not somebody else to hit.
Yeah, so I'll do evasive footwork.
Great. So you're going to up your armor class.
Yeah. So I roll 1d6?
Yep.
Wait.
So roll 1d6 and add that to your armor class.
No, it's 1d8, sorry.
Oh, is it d8? Great.
Yeah. It's 5.
So your arm class is now 23 for the next round. And you hit her, roll your damage.
So it'd be 1d6 plus 3. But then with my goring rush immediate, so could I also punch her? Because it'd be at like, no, the dash would be, I can attack with my horns as a bonus action if I'm dashing.
Right.
Right.
So could I like... So
that's
the,
your...
Yeah, it's just the damage of your horns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the damage of your horns.
So
1d6 plus 3.
7.
Okay. And you are able to try and push her away. She has to make a saving throw. She does not. So you're able to push her 10 feet away from you.
Hey, stop pushing her so far.
Where do you want to push her away from?
Away from Turlin. Like, away from...
Okay. Talia, so she can't attack Talia again?
Yeah.
Since Talia only has, like, 8 hit points or something?
Yeah.
Or 3 hit points?
3 points, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
So, yes, she is pushed far back away from Talia now. And tell me again the damage, 8?
Yeah, 8, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Wait. No, sorry, it's a 7.
Okay, 7. Thank you for being honest.
I had to do that quick maths.
Talia's turn. She's going to try and shoot her with her crossbow again, but misses. She's too shocked and injured.
Get back
still.
Down.
Skylar.
That is me.
Now you can do your Chaos Bolt or something different.
Do I have to reroll everything?
If you want to take the damage from that before, I can. I've still got it.
16.
Okay.
Done.
Now you Thunder Bolt her. Ouch. Okay. Are you going to do anything else for a bonus action or a move action?
Move closer, I guess.
You don't have to move closer because you're the guy that stands back
sure,
and just blasts people.
Sure, I'll stay back. Yeah.
you can see where she runs off
to. I'm just saying that you saw what she did to Talia in one round.
She'll tear you apart.
Just because I only have like 8 life.
Yeah.
Why'd you look at your arm?
My watch tells me how
you check
like,
your watch
my
for
Fitbit.
How much hit points.
Jumanji.
You've all got a Fitbit on.
No, just Jumanji like.
Yeah.
3 yards.
Okay, Zophius.
I got a 16. So I'm going to run, grab the goggles, and then pick them up.
You pick up the goggles.
Put them on.
Okay.
Then
that's your bonus action.
Yeah. And I'm going to use my movement action to run up to her.
Okay.
Stab her with my shiv.
Okay. Yeah, you can still throw the shiv.
Yeah, but I'd want to be able to get it back just in case.
Okay. Yarvin is right next to her.
Oh, I get the sneak attack damage? What? I got a 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
So I get 2d6, 17 damage.
Nice. That was a big hit, and you stab her right in her side, and it looks very, very painful and very deadly. She is going to start trying to run away.
That's exactly.
You just put on the glasses, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yarvin.
Yeah?
She's going to try and turn you into stone.
Oh, gosh. This thing again.
And then try and get away.
Better roll high.
Her eyes start to glow. And
I stab out her eyes.
You need to make a constitution saving throw of a 14. 14 or higher.
14 or higher?
Yep.
I got a 20.
Really?
Yeah, 17 plus 3.
All right, once again, you feel a little slowed, but it does not
it's a staring contest
petrify
now.
You.
It's slow.
You're so slow that you don't realize it's a staring contest.
You just growl back at her. What do you do?
Intimidation.
What do you do?
So I'll intimidation.
What though?
Yeah, but what do you do? What do you do? She's tried to turn you to stone and it didn't work.
Oh, that's true.
You laughed it off. What do you do?
I think you'll be coming with me now.
Oh, nice.
Give her a participation trophy that you pulled out of somewhere.
Good try.
No, pull out one of my t-shirts. Nice try.
Nice try. I think you'll be coming with me now. She is going to try and get away on her turn.
That's you.
So she will disengage and try and run away. What do you want to do? Do you want to capture her? Do you want to kill her? Whose turn is it?
That's
it is
good question.
Turlin's turn.
Do we want to capture her?
Just slow her down. I'll
we probably her. Should capture her.
Yeah. I'll try and charge after her and grapple her.
Okay.
Use the John.
She underestimated us.
Small.
You still have your mace, too.
Oh, yeah. So
Tripper.
My mace will...
Hit her in the leg so she falls down.
Try and...
Pull off the John.
Hit her first and then...
Okay.
As I'm... I got 11 with the mace.
That's a miss. It swings, but she is running away and just...
What about your special mace?
It swings into the air that she was.
That is the special mace.
What about the special mace?
All right.
Okay. I'll try and grapple her then.
Okay.
I got a...
Oh, I'm sorry. One second. She is going to cast Expeditious Retreat on her turn. That's what she does for her action.
She goes super speed.
So she is moving too fast for you to catch her, to try and tackle her.
Oh,
firebolt.
Yeah, I would firebolt her then.
Okay.
Kneecaps.
Nope, I missed. I got a 1.
All right.
You hit Yarvin.
Yarvin in the back.
Another firebolt.
hit my spectral mace.
Sorry. Okay, so wisps.
Your spells just fizzle out.
Do the wisps do anything on their turn?
On the wisps' turn, they are still trying to attack you guys. Yarvin, they get a 12 to hit you, and they get a 23 to hit you. So you take another.
Me?
Yeah, Turlin, you take another.
Death by Wisp.
Guys, this thing's electrocuting me.
Take another 8 electricity damage, lightning damage.
HP. Getting down there.
Yarvin, you worry about the whips. The whips.
No, I'm chasing after her.
Okay, Yarvin.
I'm faster than you.
Well, my turn comes first.
She is far enough that you would have to...
Dash?
Dash, and you wouldn't be able to attack her.
Could I just grapple her?
No.
No.
So I would just have to book it.
Yeah, unless you have a ranged attack.
I still got that one hand axe.
You could try. And then I'll throw my magic shiv.
Yeah, just instant hit her. Insta hit her. I got...
Actually, if you could get close to her, I could get the sneak attack bonus.
Would that, like...
No, go ahead.
Because I would have hit her for 21.
Well.
Like, should go I?
Ahead.
Should
yeah, go
I, like,
ahead.
All you can do is just run after her, and she is going way faster than you. So, are you throwing a hand axe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At her, like, legs?
This is your last hand axe, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. This is my last hand axe. So,
so what'd you roll?
I rolled a...
Okay, you have to drop your hammer.
Yeah, so I dropped my hammer, and I rolled a 19.
So 19 hits.
Because 14 plus 5 is 19.
Yes,
yeah.
That's math.
Maths. 8.
An 8. That is enough to take her down. She dies.
No, she's knocked out.
You hit her with an axe.
There's no way to, like, knock her out with an axe.
Our whole goal, he throws it backwards. He's good enough that it just bonks her.
Yeah. Like,
if it bonks her, then we're going to divide the damage by half instead of cutting her.
So would that still...
So how much damage did you do?
We probably want
eight.
We want to
8, so it's only 4.
Would that still knock her out?
That knocks her out.
Oh, good. Yes, we could. She only has 1 mortal wound.
Yeah, and that's your stab.
Well, she's been blasted by all sorts of stuff, though.
Yeah.
She's on fire.
She.
You also stabbed her with a battle axe earlier, didn't you?
Okay.
No. Yeah, I bucked her.
Talia's turn.
I really want to cut off.
Talia's going to go check her out and see what's going
on.
No,
don't send her in.
she pulls out a bag from her.
That's a good idea.
Covers her head.
From her pouches, yep.
Yeah.
Skylar.
Oh, I...
Get the wisps.
Ah, get the wisps.
Before they kill Turlin.
Yeah.
I will.
You guys are like, oh, we got her. And they're just over there sitting there shocking me to death. Oh, guys, help me, please.
Firebolt to Will-O-Wisp, I guess.
They're just wisps.
19 to hit.
19
hits.
Oh,
we actually hit one. We have a 33% hit rate.
10 damage.
Oh, okay. I thought that was 0. I'm like, how?
The 0 means a 10. I'm so glad for my +5 spell attack.
Zophius.
Get the wisps.
I'm also going to help. I'm going to help Talia.
Oh, sorry. That was... Okay, never mind. Okay, you're going to help Talia tie her up?
Talia's going to die to the wisps.
And see if I can find anything.
Like
secretly.
Snakes?
Okay.
Head chopped off. Decapitated.
If she bags, then I get to check.
Great.
Pockets and stuff.
Sounds good.
Checking
so you
for
help
weapons.
Tie her up, make a... What skill are we going to use for that?
You could pull off the...
What is it? I rolled a 17.
Normally I'd say sleight of hand, or like a survival.
Survival.
So survival for good knots. Let's do survival.
Why?
16?
16. All right.
That's pretty good. So you're tying her up, her hands, and Talia is putting a thick canvas, black canvas bag over her head.
You were stopped by Nightshade.
Sure.
Cool.
How much damage did she do?
How much damage?
Yeah. Did Talia do?
To what?
To whatever her name is.
Oh,
she's putting
a bag.
I know, but before...
Oh,
like
she's
if
a,
she ever tried to say, you were stopped by Nightshade.
Oh, yeah.
She hit her with a crossbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hit her with a crossbow once.
Just once.
Then she got
then she
immediate
got blast-
attacks.
And then she
like,
got just
she was targeted.
Lacerated.
Yeah.
Like, me and...
She
did not
a good
last
punching
long.
Bag.
Yarvin and Zophius over here doing like 20 damage.
Okay, Sky...
16
Zophius
survival.
Went 16 survival. Great. Turlin.
Okay.
Kill Lois.
I'm going to heal myself with my level 2 cure wounds.
That's a good idea.
And
the wisp fire, comes back.
Firebolt at the wisp, and that's still shocking me.
Okay.
So I get 7.
Nah.
And we're back. What about the spectral?
14, so I get 16 health points.
Wow.
Feedback.
That's good. That's as much as they've taken from you.
Yeah.
Ah, sucker. Zaps you. Gets a crit. Deals the exact same amount.
And then fireball. Ooh, I got a 20.
That's a hit.
For my fireball.
Fireball. Boom.
And 7 damage.
And what about your mace?
He shot it. He shot it. It's very angry at him.
Close enough to take a swing at one of these?
I think so. Can you redirect it to attack whatever you want?
Yeah.
Yep. Attacks right. Zombies. The mace is,
swing at that one.
The mace is pouting.
I got 12.
That's a miss.
The mace is pouting because you shot it.
Yeah, because I hit it with a fireball before.
But I wanted to be the best.
Okay, their turn. One's going to try and shock you again. That's a 9. And Yarvin... That's a 23. This time you take 8 electricity damage.
Wow. Devastating.
That's a fourth of
your I can tell you're impressed.
That's a fourth of your hit points,
that's
though, isn't it?
That's half of my hit points. Fight me.
You have 28, right?
Yeah.
So that's a fourth of your
Yarvin.
Hit points.
Just over a fourth.
So...
Retaliate.
I'm pretty mad at the wisp.
All right.
So I'm going to... Warhammer 4000 it.
You pick up your Warhammer?
Yeah, Warhammer 4000. 23.
That's a hit.
Then...
Baseball betting, and it's out of the park!
Nine,
okay. You smash it against a statue, but when you pull your hammer away, it's still there, glowing just as...
Picks it up, puts it in the
just
bag,
as much as it was before.
Bag.
That was 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many? It has more hit points than the Gorgon.
Just harder to hit and has resistance to non-magical attacks. And Talia's turn. She's done tying up, but she doesn't have anything that can help against these things. She'll try and shoot one with a crossbow. And, ooh, she actually hit.
She actually got it.
And doesn't do it, just goes right through it. You see the crossbow bolt just fly straight through it. Doesn't look like it hurt it at all.
Oh,
Skylar.
That is me. Fine.
Kill the wisps.
Because you guys.
We're incapable. Help.
18 to attack the wisps.
That's a miss.
Really? Wow.
What?
So when I got a 19, that was just like the barely.
That was the armor class, yep. Okay, Zophius.
Did I find anything?
You find on her a couple of things.
So you're looting while we're killing these little fire.
Yeah, I'll help. I'll help.
Yeah, when are you going to help? You should be taking the damage.
Why me? I'm the one the farthest away.
Because you're a goblin and we're racist.
She has some jewelry that is worth some money, but she doesn't have any weapons. She uses her claws and her... And
you could cut off her claws and
her eyes. She's not afraid of people, so she doesn't carry any weapons.
Any,
but she has some jewelry, a necklace, and some rings. She does not have any keys. No,
it's the dude.
She seems to have handed those off.
The dude.
Any like paper of purchase?
Add 200 Xenos to your inventory in jewelry.
Yeah. Do I have to? Should I just add the money?
Usually if you get jewelry, you have to sell it to somewhere, and so you get a little bit less from it. Or you can use it to bribe somebody, and then you can get like the full amount for it.
Manage equipment.
So that's what jewelry is good for.
Yep.
Or trading it to somebody for things.
Or making a sword out of it.
But if you just want to sell it for the cash, then you have to sell it for less than what it's actually worth.
If he uses
Unless you own a store. If you start a store, then you can sell it for the whole price.
Woohoo.
Okay.
Necklaces, is that what you said?
Yes.
She doesn't like rings.
A necklace and a pair of rings. Okay, Terlin.
Bad news bullets is what shows up when I search N-E.
That's weird.
All right. Mace is going to swing at that one again.
All right.
Got a 16.
Miss.
Ah.
Do you have anything that requires it to make a saving throw, to like a dexterity save or something to miss?
Yeah.
A constitution save?
I'm going to use Turn Undead, I guess.
Okay.
See if that'll do anything.
What kind of necklace?
Where's that?
Because there's no base.
Now we're talking.
There's no basic necklace.
So it needs to take. Oh.
Can you just type in just a random thing?
I can search gems.
It's an undead creature.
It is undead.
It needs to take a wisdom saving throw, or else it has to flee.
Okay.
Pair of rings.
Oh, it made it.
Yeah, that'll make it. It's only DC 12.
Okay.
And then I guess I'll try firebolting it again.
All right.
Hey, I got a natural 20.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I'm talking about. Is it 2d10 now?
Yes.
Get to 1.
Don't jinx it. 10 damage.
10 damage finally finishes it off.
Yeah, we did it.
There's two of them.
No, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
No, we're all doomed.
Sophia's hasn't done anything to the wisps.
It gets a 21 to blast you.
Nope.
I think it does.
I also think it does. Footwork.
That was last round.
I know. How much did we take?
2d8.
There's a signet ring, but they're only worth 5 gold.
Take 10 lightning damage.
That's half of your current hit points. Right? You took 8.
I took damage before this.
Oh, okay.
Yarvin's not doing good.
No, I'm at 5 HP.
Talia's going to try and help.
The wisps are going to kill him.
And she does not succeed in helping.
I'll throw my dagger at
him. Skylar.
I will do the firebolt again, I guess.
All right.
Or I could use like Heckish Rebuke, which would be 3d10 damage.
That's a good one. What does it do?
You have to make a dexterity saving throw, and if they fail, it's 3d10, and if they succeed, it's half of that.
I think that's a better option here than trying to roll a 19.
21 to hit.
Now, what is it that they have to... What's the DC they have to make?
13.
13? Okay. He rolled a 13, so he makes it, so he takes half the damage.
7 damage.
7, that's still good.
Wait, 7, that's including the half?
Yeah.
Okay. That is the half, yeah.
Wait, did I do my turn?
Think you're next.
Nope, Yarvin's turn. Oops.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got a nat 20.
That's a hit. Do as much damage as you can.
So
it's only going to take half of it.
Yeah. So what? So do I roll 2?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yes.
Okay, so. Wait, sorry, I rolled the wrong one.
So it's just 2 rolls and then plus.
Yeah.
Right.
It takes 8 damage.
8. And so half of that.
No, it was 16.
Okay, so it takes 8. All right, that finishes that one off finally. You smack it, and this time it fades into nothing.
Finally.
Good job.
So there's no necklace, base necklace, or rings.
Can you just type it into something?
Didn't I try it.
Equipment?
I would have to add a custom item.
I'm going
to
go home, and I'm going to play with my cats.
Under other possessions.
I'm going to make sure Talia is not dead.
All right, you've just defeated Ludmilla, and you bring her back to justice. You show up and arrest her and charge her with the murders and robberies of the other people. And she is locked up in prison. Talia thanks you. And she says that she is going to hang up her cowl and that maybe she's done with the
Yep, I believe her.
Maybe she's done with the vigilante.
Thanks, Talia. You did really good that time.
So.
I'll steal her stuff.
She is. She's done for this, she says. But she is going to write up the article and will include your help in it for sure. Once again, you will be heroes in Ravnica. Yeah,
that's all we mean.
Manage experience.
Boom. All the money. I now have a total of 800 money.
Cool. Cool. Thanks, everybody.
Come back next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, thanks for sticking around. I hope you enjoyed this battle here with Ludmilla and the conclusion of this Talia storyline. Hopefully we get to see her again. I have a couple of ideas for her in the future, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll see what happens. Anyway, a couple things from today's episode. One of the things I like to do when there's an NPC around and there is a battle is I like to focus all the attention on them in the fight. That raises the stakes for everyone. It's a good tactic for that to make sure that everybody understands how deadly some of these fights can be. And it also gets them a little more attached to the character too, I think. And that's what happened here. Obviously, you saw Talia go down. And when she did, it had the exact reaction from everybody that I was hoping it would. That suddenly they were really concerned with her. They needed to help her out. And it made everything a little bit more tense. Even though I knew that they would probably get out of this one okay, I thought that maybe, you know, I'd have the chance to petrify one of them. But I didn't, you know, there's always a chance to make their saves. And in this case, Alex did again. So good for him. And that's okay. A lot of the times, just the threat of disaster is just as fun or exciting or as adrenaline building as actual disaster, I guess. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. It's a tactic you can use. If you do have an NPC in your party, it's okay to just focus all of the attention from the bad guys on them and see if they can hold them off for that, which is a tactic they use a lot in video games too. So, you know, steal from the best, I guess. The other thing I wanted to point out today was that next episode will be our 20th episode of this podcast. So I went back and listened to the first episode again, and something that popped out to me again was the little snippiness that the boys had with each other on a couple of occasions. And it made me wonder again if I should have included that or not. I'm glad that I did, because as I went back and listened to this podcast episode, there were many occasions where they could have gotten snippy with each other and they didn't. In fact, just the opposite. They were supportive and helpful and cheering each other on. And as a dad, that coming together is something that I was really hoping would happen in them spending time with each other here playing D&D, and it did. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for the part that this game has played in that. And it's something that's really awesome, I think. I'm glad that it's been here, and I'm glad that you've been here to listen with us through these last episodes, and looking forward to many more. We're going to wrap up this season in a few more sessions, I think. As we get closer, I'll let you know exactly when that is. And then we'll take a break and come back with something maybe totally different. I don't know. We'll see. It's been really fun, and we're glad you're here. Hope you keep listening. Check us out on Twitter or Instagram at Dads and Dragons, or send us an email at ryan@dadsanddragons.com if you want to give us some feedback or just ask some questions. We're happy to take them. Thanks again, and we'll see you next episode.